We were away on holidays there very recently. And when we came home again, there was a pile of mail sitting on the table waiting on us. And when we looked at it, we found that I'm sure half of it was articles like these here. Advertisements, different pieces of information about special deals and bargains that you could get in different outlets. And of course, that's what many people are looking for today, isn't it? A good bargain or a good deal. I don't know whether you got some of the ones that I got. Toys R Us. My, there's a good one for the boys and girls this morning. And if you're looking for your grandparents or your aunts or uncles to buy you something nice for Christmas, send them down to Toys R Us. And they'll get a good deal because all the things on the front page here are half price. Here's a doll's house at £50 less 1p. Here is a Mini Cooper. Boys and girls, you can get a Mini Cooper for half price, £129.99. And then, of course, there's the other ones from Super Value. And spectacular deals is actually the word here for pizzas and all the rest of them. And everybody's looking for a good deal, a bargain. Even your mums and dads are looking for good deals. Daddy will be thinking about filling the oil tank before we get into the real cold weather of the winter. And he'll be ringing round different places to see where he can get the best deal. Or maybe your mum has been down at the shops in Belfast looking to get her winter rig or whatever, and she'll be looking for the best deal. Everybody's looking for a good deal or a good bargain, boys and girls. You know, there's not too many things in life that you get free. A good deal is something for less than what you would be expecting to pay for it, but there's not too many things in life that you get which are free. I want to tell you a story now, and this is a true story. Whenever we were in Kilkeel, and our two girls were at home, one of them here this morning, but they were both at home then before they were married, there was a special birthday in our house. One of them, I've been trying to remember all week which of them it was, but I can't remember which of them it was, but there was a special birthday coming up. And we decided that we would have a special night out to celebrate the birthday. And so it was agreed that we would go to the indoor bowling place in Dundonald. And then after that, we would go to the Pizza Hut in Belfast for a meal. So off we went down to the bowling place in Dundonald. And had our indoor bowling. I do remember I didn't win because I spent more times in the alley than I did on the straight and narrow. But anyway, we finished that and off we came to the Pizza Hut in the Dublin Road in Belfast. So we sat down at the table and ordered our meal. The next table next to us, there was a man there with some of his family. And he said to me, I know you, but you don't know me. I don't know how many times people have said that to me in life. But that's what he said. I know you, but you don't know me. Well, I said, okay, put me out of my agony. So he said, I have a caravan in Cranfield, and we go up in the summertime from time to time, and to go along to your church, and that's how I know you. And then he asked me what we were doing, and I said, well, it's a special event. One of the girls, it's her birthday. This is the treat, and that's why we're here. And so that was fine. They finished their meal and said goodnight, and off they went. And we went ahead with ours, and then the time came for to pay for what we had received. So I goes up to the girl who was at the till, and they said, I've come to pay our bill for our meal. And she looked up and she said, you have nothing to pay. I said, but I haven't even got a bill yet. I've just finished a lovely big pizza, and there's four of us here, and we'll have to pay for it. She said, the man that was on the table next to you, he paid for your meal. And we got it free, boys and girls. Not too often that has happened in life. I can't remember it happened to me any other times. Every time I go into a restaurant now, I'm looking to see if anybody knows me. But the thing is this, boys and girls, that was free. And I want to tell you this morning that God's salvation is free. It's free. There's nothing to pay for it. You've nothing to do. It has been provided free. And it's provided for you, and it's free this morning because of a man who paid the price for it. And that man was the Lord Jesus Christ himself, God's only Son, who came from heaven and went to the cross at Calvary and there died for your sins and finished the work that you might have your sins forgiven and be saved for all eternity. And all you need to do is take that which God is offering you in grace and receive it by faith this morning, because the man on the center cross paid the price for you that you might have forgiveness and salvation through his blood. May the Lord bless this little talk this morning. Thank you.